AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. Federal immigration officers have been seen at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Over the weekend, President Trump said he'd deploy agents to assist the Transportation Security Administration during a government shutdown that's caused long lines at security checkpoints across the country. Hundreds of thousands of Homeland Security workers, including from the TSA, U.S. Secret Service, and Coast Guard, have worked without pay since Congress failed to renew funding for the Department of Homeland Security last month. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a deadly crash at LaGuardia Airport in New York City last night.
The pilot and co-pilot of an Air Canada jet were killed and dozens of passengers injured when their plane struck a fire truck on the runway while landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night.
Truck 1 and Company crossing 4 at Delta.
Frontier 4195, just stop there, please. Stop, truck 1, stop. Stop, truck 1, stop. Stop, truck 1, stop. Bell 2603, go around.
That was LaGuardia Air Traffic Control, courtesy Live ATC. Video shows severe damage to the front of the plane with cables and debris hanging from a mangled cockpit. Nearby, a damaged fire truck lay on its side. Officials say the Jazz flight from Montreal had 72 passengers and 4 crew. The fire truck was traveling across the runway to respond to a separate incident aboard a United Airlines flight that had reported an issue with odor.
Trump has extended his own deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. would hold off on threatened strikes against Iranian power plants for 5 days. In his announcement on Truth Social, Trump also held out the possibility of a resolution to the war. Shortly after his announcement, Iranian state television declared that the American leader had backed down, quote, following Iran's firm warning. This is AP News. A California sheriff running for governor has seized more than 500,000 ballots cast in a November special election from county election officials. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's investigating a ballot count discrepancy. County elections officials have disputed the Republicans' claims. Michael Jordan is no longer a top 5 scorer in NBA history after being leapfrogged this weekend.
Kevin Durant moved past Michael Jordan for 5th place on the NBA's scoring list. The 37-year-old Durant scored 27 points in Houston's win over the Miami Heat on Saturday night to eclipse Jordan. Durant's corner 3 with less than 5 minutes remaining gave him 32,294 points, 2 more than Jordan. Durant was the 2nd overall pick in the 2007 draft. The former MVP is a 4-time NBA single-season scoring champion. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.